Soweto, a complex of black townships on the southwest corner of Johannesburg. With an estimated population of 1.25 million, every day, Sowetans pour into white homes, offices and factories in Johannesburg, leaving the township to the children and the teenagers.
June the 16th, 1976, starts very much as an ordinary day.
Our school started at 8 a.m. as the tradition has had it, with the singing of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. But on this day, instead of the Lord's Prayer, we sang Nkosi Sikelela Afrika, God Bless Africa, which was our signal tune to march out of the school premises. And we all joined at the time. Nkosi Sikelela Afrika, Malupaganyiso Pondolayo.
At 8:15 in the morning, and precisely according to plan, students simultaneously marched out of 5 schools in Soweto, intending to protest the Afrikaans issue in a mass meeting at the Orlando football stadium.
We had hundreds, probably thousands, of school kids. And we thought we know everything there is to know about managing protests. The first thing we're worried about is that everyone must be accounted for at all times. So we then had chains of 5 kids. And make sure you're holding somebody's hand all the time. If not holding somebody's hand, get worried, because where is your partner?
Then it became really a torrent, a sea of young black faces. Masses of students. I mean, we'd never seen such a demonstration in many, many years. And at that point, the police tried to stop the march from going on to Orlando Stadium.
I've never seen that many police. And you didn't only have police at that time, you had the defense force. So you actually had the army.
They intervened by, first of all, setting dogs. And I saw these police dogs set onto these kids, man. And I saw moments of real courage, especially from the girls.
I mean, there's a group of kids. Kids with shining black shoes and little white socks and teeny little tunics. And they're singing freedom songs, holding one another.